What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The National Migration Service reported on Wednesday that a citizen named Zeng Lijuan of Chinese nationality escaped from the Decapolis Hotel, where a group of at least 300 migrants deported from the United States were staying. According to the National Migration Service, the woman allegedly received external assistance from people who were lurking around the hotel area. In a statement, the organization called on those who helped her to report this person, otherwise her situation could lead to a case of human trafficking or migrant smuggling crimes that constitute crimes against humanity. Our commitment is to combat illegal migration in compliance with the Constitution, guaranteeing compliance with the law, as well as national and international principles and regulations on human rights, ensuring respect and protection of human dignity without distinction of race, gender, religion, or any other condition, reads the press release. Admiral Alvin Halsey, the new commander of the United States Army Southern Command, is making an official visit to Panama from yesterday, Wednesday, through till Friday, with the aim of strengthening security cooperation and addressing critical challenges for the region. This was reported by the United States Embassy in Panama. This is Admiral Halsey's first visit to Panama since assuming leadership of Southern Command in November of 2024. Panama is one of the United States' most important strategic allies and remains one of its strongest partners in the region. The United States' long-standing relationship with Panama is built on the foundation of our shared commitment to democratic principles, he said. During his stay, the commander will meet with the Minister of Public Security, Frank Abrego, and the Foreign Minister, Javier Martinez-Acha, to discuss strategies for security cooperation and the protection of the Panama Canal against possible external influences. He will also discuss the migration crisis in the region and joint efforts to contain illegal human trafficking. The Admiral will also hold a meeting with Ulrico Arte Vasquez, administrator of the Panama Canal, to analyze the strategic importance of the interoceanic route and explore new areas of collaboration. This visit reinforces the strong relationship between Panama and the United States, highlighting the commitment of both countries to fighting threats to regional security and strengthening stability in Latin America. U.S. Defense Secretary and Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth is also scheduled to visit the country in April. This would be the third visit by a senior U.S. government official, following that of Secretary of State Marco Rubio from February the 1st to the 3rd. The mayor's office of San Miguelito held an interinstitutional meeting to address the problem of waste management in the district on the morning of Wednesday. This with the participation of representatives from the Ministries of Environment, Health and Economy and Finance. Representing the Ministry of the Environment, Mi Ambiente, are the Minister Juan Carlos Navarro, the Secretary General of the Ministry of Health, Julia Arosa Mena, the Vice Minister of Finance, Fausto Fernandez, the Director of the Urban and Residential Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, Ovil Moreno, and representatives of the district. The meeting took place at the Municipal Council, where the Mayor of San Miguelito, Irma Hernandez, made a presentation on the current state of garbage collection, a service that is carried out by the company Recicladora Vida y Salud S.A., known as Revisalud, which maintains a concession in the district until January of 2026. Hernandez said that this company, in its 25 years of exclusive concession that it has had in the district of San Miguelito for waste collection, has only complied with 51% of the operational plan for the collection route. Given this inconsistency, the district has fallen into a crisis with garbage collection, which is why a health alert has been declared. According to Hernandez, this problem of garbage accumulation affects the quality of life of residents, impacting their homes, parks and schools. Given the density of the district and its importance for the capital, a solution needs to be prioritized. The mayor stressed that with this meeting and a rapprochement with the authorities, the central government support is sought, while the bidding process for the new companies is being completed. Once the contract with Revisalud is finalised, the government support is sought to temporarily manage the garbage problem. We're seeking support and assistance from the central government, which can support us with more funds, more equipment and more personnel to combat the problem temporarily, until we are more stable with the new companies that will arrive in the district of San Miguelito, she explained. For his part, the Minister of the Environment, during his speech, indicated that the problem of garbage is registered at a national level. Waste management in Panama is a disaster and requires improvements in collection with the collaboration of the citizens, he said. Regarding the situation in San Miguelito, Navarro believes that the mayor is promoting actions to improve garbage collection in a joint effort with the director of the AAUD. We, at Mi Ambiente, are aware of the national situation regarding garbage, pollution and the state of the Cerro Patacon landfill, so together with other authorities, we're evaluating the situation to offer support, said the minister. Patients treated in the private clinics or at the Social Security Fund, the CSS, will be able to purchase medicines at reduced prices at pharmacies of the Ministry of Health, MINSA, announced the head of the portfolio, Fernando Boyd Galindo. This initiative is being implemented in 110 MINSA pharmacies and includes an initial list of 20 medicines with discounts of up to 86%. Boyd Galindo emphasized that all patients, including those insured by the CSS, must pay for the medicines purchased at the MINSA pharmacies. What we want with this is to help the less well-off people, explained the minister. He stressed that the management of the funds raised from the sale of these drugs is still being evaluated, although the intention is for these resources to be used to expand the list of available drugs. He also explained that currently part of the cost of some molecules is being subsidized by the government. Despite efforts to ensure access to medicines at affordable prices, the minister acknowledged that the response of the population is still uncertain. However, he highlighted some achievements, such as the reduction in prices of blood pressure medicines, which can now be purchased at considerably lower costs compared to private pharmacies. The distribution system for these drugs is being implemented gradually, starting with the list of 20 drugs. However, the minister acknowledged that the initial selection does not cover all the needs of patients, and concerns have already arisen about the absence of certain essential drugs, such as gabapentin, used in the treatment of diabetic neuropathy. Health authorities continue to assess the demand and the requirements of the population in order to expand access to more medicines in the future. The risk of yellow fever outbreaks in the Americas is high. The Pan American Health Organization, the PAHO, warned in its most recent risk assessment based on data available through January the 30th of this year. According to the report, most cases reported during 2024 had no vaccination history. Added to this is the decline in vaccination coverage between 2020 and 2023, a phenomenon attributed in part to the COVID-19 pandemic. As a result, the number of susceptible people has increased in all countries where the disease is endemic. The PAHO notes that access to vaccines remains limited due to fluctuations in supply. In the case of Panama, yellow fever vaccination coverage is less than 80%, which increases the risk of outbreaks in the region. In contrast, Ecuador and Guyana achieve coverage equal or greater than 95%, while Suriname and Trinidad and Tobago are between 90 and 94%. However, in other South American countries with endemic yellow fever, vaccination rates continue to be insufficient to prevent a massive spread of the virus. The PAHO document entitled Evaluation of Public Health Risks Related to Yellow Fever, Implications for the Region of the Americas, highlights that the disease is endemic in Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, French Guiana, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, Suriname, Trinidad and Tobago, and Venezuela. As the start of the 2025 school year approaches on Monday, the 10th of March, parents and students have begun stocking up on school supplies. In response to this demand, the Consumer Protection and Competition Authority, ACODECO, monitored prices in 8 stores in Panama City with the aim of guiding consumers on where to find items of more affordable prices. The Department of Information and Price Verification collected data indicating that school shirts can be purchased from $2.99 to $7.99, while skirts and pants range from $4.99 to $10.99. In the case of footwear, prices start at $8, depending on the brand and quality of the product. In addition to uniforms, the inspection included backpacks, school supplies, and physical education clothing. Backpacks were found with prices ranging from $1.99 to $59.99. Physical education pants, $2.99 to $8.99, and white and blue socks with prices between $0.69 and $1.79. As for school supplies, prices were compared for 21 essential products, such as binders, notebooks, erasers, white and lined paper, geometry sets, coloured and writing pencils, notebooks, rulers and pencil sharpeners. For this study, the brand was not considered, but rather the lowest price available for each item. ACODECO stressed the importance of purchasing decisions as a key tool to influence the market. In a free competition system, consumers have the freedom to choose what and when and from whom to buy. And last but not least today, the National Energy Secretariat announced the fuel prices that will be in effect starting this Friday, the 21st of February, tomorrow. 95-octane gasoline will be sold at $0.927 per litre and 91-octane gasoline at $0.882 per litre. Regarding diesel, it was reported that it will cost $0.856 per litre. The new fuel prices will be in effect from 6 a.m. on Friday, tomorrow, until 5:59 a.m. on Friday, the 7th of March. And they didn't say how much they got up. I haven't worked it out. Anyway, that's it. There's some of the local news items for you compiled for today's programme.